Hey, it's White Boy Chris. If the Pat Down's ever made you laugh, then join our Patreon and support us. Get bonus content, a t-shirt, or an autographed copy of Rabbit, Miss Pat's autobiography. Visit MissPatComedy.com for the link to the Patreon, and while you're there, join our Facebook group.
Welcome to another episode of the Pat Down. And I am so sick, my sinus is fucked up, and I've realized that a tree nutted in my nose.
It's true.
Yeah.
We have fun with and biology today.
Yes, we did. And the thing is, I want to know why Treat and Nutty Chris knows and Dion knows.
Oh, we're getting it plenty up here.
I want y'all to get nutted on too. Y'all stay tuned after the music so y'all can realize, y'all can learn how a tree have sex. I had no idea that a tree had a dick. We'll be back in a minute.
You better get up, get out, and tune into this podcast. It's Pat, spit the truth, spit the real fact. Nothing but the ugly, classy at the same time. Pat got the flavor, these are not your same lines. That's the politics, she been on the real grind. It could be pretty but ugly at the same time. Just tune in, put your lock on the spin down. Ain't no need for the wait and turn it up now. What you talking about? It's real though. And cut the game, you get no play like Nintendo. You waste the time, turn it up, nothing but the ugly. Straight off the top, everything she say, you know it's funny. Full blast, this a taste of the future. Listen on your iPhone, on your desktop computer. Share it, tweet it, ain't no way to beat it. Nothing but the ugly, turn it up and go and repeat it. Nothing
I think I sneezed all the hair out my nose.
Yeah, are you sick? You sound sick.
No, I'm just...
She congested, bro.
I just think somebody stuck at piling up my ass, and it's killing me. I mean, this is my second pair of panties I've went through, and it ain't even 3 o'clock.
Oh. What's the pollen doing in your underwear?
No, nah, that motherfucker sneezing. You can only hold so much back.
I've had this cough for 3 months from allergies, and someone told me, well, I've been using Claritin for like 10 years, so I switched to Allegra this week. My cough's gone. All of it is on Zyrtec. They said, the pharmacist said, that's the one that makes people the drowsiest out of the non-drowsy.
I don't know. I'm sleeping.
Do you,
baby.
Do you use, how long have you used Zyrtec? Maybe switch it up.
No, I came off of Claritin to Zyrtec. It's the only one that stopped me. And then I put this shit on my nose like cocaine.
Flonase?
Yeah.
My mom swears that shit, by that.
That shit works. When I tell you, if a little pollen nut done fell off in the back of your nose, they're going to get it out.
Pollen nut.
I guess so Reagan was telling me that today that the reason is that they planted a lot of male trees in the 30s in all these cities and all around just because they don't have fruit. So the fruit gets, you know, gross and smelly. Because
what the fuck
dies.
Is a male tree?
So the male tree just produces the tree semen. And then the female trees have...
Trees fuck.
Trees, that's what pollen is. They're fucking in your nose. You have tree cum in your nose. That's what it is. So it's all these male trees that got planted by the government in the 30s.
Shut the fuck up. There ain't no female. You think trees are done by them?
What?
Trees are non-binary.
If you didn't have so much tree nut in your nose.
Trees? Ain't no. I'm not going to be that stupid. Ain't no such thing, no girl tree and no male tree.
There is.
Dion.
Hey, man. Yeah. Who y'all fuck is y'all business?
He's taking a 2024 approach to this.
So let me ask you this. So when people be out in the woods fucking trees,
no,
how do they know if they fucking a boy or girl?
No, they're not Johnny Appleseed.
Yeah. And that's the thing as a female and a male tree. Trees fall.
You
know,
trees.
I ain't say no trees. I know it's the same thing as a damn tree. I do trees fall.
Yeah, but you got
to thank you.
Well, how do they fall? The roots get together in the ground and fall.
The bees fuck
the trees.
Yeah, the bees are in a polyamorous relationship. with the plants and trees.
So don't tell my wife.
Wait a minute. So pollen is nut in the air. Pollen ain't nothing but tree nut in the air. It fertilizes. I think y'all bullshitting me.
I'd say, didn't you take middle school biology, but...
No, I did not, white bitch.
She was practicing and not studying it.
she tree nut something else.
Pollen is tree. Yeah. For real. If there's a boy tree and a girl tree.
Yeah, but you got female and male plants.
So do they fuck?
What the hell are you talking about?
He said, what the hell are you talking about? I feel like I need to bring in a film projector and show the stem and the pollen right now. The stem and the pistol.
So how do the female tree get pregnant? How does she get pregnant?
So all the pollen, you know, like all the little like floaty things in the air, it floats and it hits the pistol or stem or whichever, and then it just makes a
baby. I find a woman who has four kids not understand.
Yeah.
Like, you can see four times. It's the same way. Trees bust nuts all the time.
So how do a tree know when his dick is hard? How do you know when a tree... So do trees suffer from...
erectile dysfunction?
Yes, that's why they die.
Oh, wait a minute. When trees stomp, can't get hard no more, they rot and die.
So sometimes
when you chopping down trees, you could be out there cutting dicks.
Yes.
Some trees have STDs.
A pine cone is nothing but tree nut.
You fuck you.
I'm dead serious. You can
build a pine tree, ain't no motherfucker.
A pine cone. Don't ask Cam. What are we asking him for?
Tree get hard.
A tree dick get hard.
Tree already hard.
He ain't never seen a soft tree in his life.
That was actually a really good answer.
Tree is already hard. That's a boy tree and a girl tree.
Oh yeah, I know that. We somebody having tree sex?
Yeah. Pollen is nut in your face.
Huh?
Pollen is tree nut.
That's why my nose are hurting like that.
Your nose hurt like that because it's big as fuck.
Plainfield education around here is. Oh my god!
Yeah, you had sucked up too much pollen tree nut. All
right, look at this. Okay.
I never heard of that.
All right, so this is a pine cone.
Mm-hmm.
And they're gonna take like a piece of the pine cone out, so it's all breaking apart. So they'll come and they'll pull like one of these little tree nuts. Then they put it in the ground, and then let's fast forward. Then a month later. Tree sex.
How's that tree sex?
And then it grows into a pine tree.
Oh, so how's the tree sex?
Because
I ain't seen that happen.
Because to make the pine cone, some pine sperm had to fly into the pine egg and made the pine cone. Take that, Bill Nye.
Bill not gonna kill you with his motherfucking ghetto ass science.
It's Spangle sex science.
You should watch it all the time in school.
Let's be honest, I know about as much about tree nuts as I do my own, so
that gives it easy to hate Bill Nye when he was in school.
Yeah, that was the time to go to sleep. They cut the lights off. Now you hear Bill.
We did watch a lot of Bill Nye at Plainfield.
I did not know it was a boy and girl. Get my shit cleaned up. No. Yeah, get my shit cleaned up, you wild bad fucker.
Wow.
Wally Bear? Well, how's Nikea's hair doing? Nikea, come show us your hair.
Oh, yeah, we
twisted
too.
Mm-hmm.
What do we think, Dion?
That shit.
It's still new.
Are you trying to, make a braids or what?
Thank you. No,
nah, they twisties.
Hey, something your hair can't do.
Duh. What if I tried dreads? Is that
your
racist
hair? Now? Your hair look like a Trump hat. That was folded on the bed real tight.
Your hair look like a Trump hat. That was funny.
That was pretty good. Tree always hard.
And his hair look like tree nut. I don't know why he got that fucked up ass hairdo on his head.
But back to allergies. You get the worst allergies I've ever seen. Like, it takes you out.
It takes me out. I need a shot right now.
Are you going to get one?
Have you been home?
If it don't get better by Wednesday, because I leave Thursday, going to LA, and I can't be sneezing around these people.
Doing anything exciting?
She's got that done.
Netflix is a joke festival.
Mm.
I'm there for 2-3 days and then I head on back. Yeah, this shit is rough. It's rough for me.
Yeah, I can hear it in your voice. I feel for you.
And it just hits you like out of nowhere, too.
I woke up and then I was just teased. I told you I went through 2-pair underwear already today.
You got to start doing some squats or something. I swear to God.
Squats to clear her nose out?
I don't know. Just strengthen maybe that pelvic floor a little bit. We're peeing ourselves a lot these days.
Your wife don't have a baby. She pee herself now, too.
It I'm ain't sure she does.
Just who talks about it? Boy, take both of the grills off. Don't just wipe one side. That shit together. It's your nasty ass.
Why is he there?
To eat.
He heard you went to Sam's Club and spent $2,000.
Yeah. Take the other one off too, boy. Don't
do that.
What
did you buy at Sam's Club for $2,000?
Food. And it still didn't fill this house up.
I believe it.
Did you wait? You went at the end of the month? Are you getting it late or are you getting it early?
No, I just went and just put groceries in the house. But that's just two. That didn't even fill up two refrigerators.
It's just when you move into a new house, the amount of new shit you have to buy to fill all the stuff is just crazy.
Yeah.
It's not like when you're 18 and you move and you just take like your lava lamp and your clothes hamper and that's all you've got to your name. But when you move into a house as an adult, you've got to buy so much stuff.
I didn't even get the kitchen downstairs. So I'm doing this organizing thing where I'm putting everything ain't gonna be just sitting in my refrigerator. So I did the big refrigerator. I'm not done with it because I'm still waiting on some shit to come in, but I'm doing the other refrigerator. It's two refrigerators upstairs.
What are you putting in all these refrigerators? What's going in there? Drinks?
No food. Freezer. Filling up both freezers.
How hard is it to get from the upstairs to the downstairs kitchen?
What do you mean how hard is
it? I mean, so like, okay, so I'm making sure I'm understanding. Do you have a fridge, two fridges upstairs where all the bedrooms are?
Yeah, in the kitchen.
How many kitchens do you have?
One for each person, Chris.
Okay, I'm so you have a kitchen in the basement and then you're like on the first floor, right?
Mm-hmm. And then I have two kitchens in the kitchen.
Two kitchens in the kitchen?
Yeah, Chris, I have this.
Oh, you this really is a do? Kitchen. Okay, so this is like a pantry area, it looks like. with a lot of cabinets.
Yeah, but it has a refrigerator.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, so it's got a sink, a dishwasher. That's a half kitchen. This is the main kitchen.
Right, where you cook and all that stuff. And then so in the basement, like, there's an entertainment area, so you've got a kitchen there, right?
A full kitchen there.
Right, okay. And then upstairs where all the bedrooms are, right? The third floor. Are there refrigerators up there?
That's not a kitchen there.
Okay, all right.
Hell no. Next door in the little house, there's a refrigerator. Yeah, so I have so it's three kitchens. It's three kitchens in the main house and one in the house next door.
Got it. Okay. I don't know why, but I heard you had, like, refrigerators upstairs where all the bedrooms were, which was what confused me.
They are. They're coolers. Like, it's two in the kitchen. There's one.
Oh, for, like, drinks and stuff. So the drinks don't take up all the space in the kitchen with the food.
That's one. And there's one.
Okay. Yeah, and people may hear that as extravagant, but you have a lot of people that are living in that house. So you need a lot of food to keep everybody fed.
Yeah, it's about 10 of us in here, ain't it, Garrett? It's about 10 of us in here.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, it's...
And Nike is eating for two.
He over here every fucking day, y'all.
I see him.
I'm sorry. I'm trying.
He's lurking.
I took breakfast. Hey,
Kale Bar. This is for the clean and grill.
Oh, my word.
Oh, same here. I bought this thing to clean the grill with. That was what? How about that? So, hopefully I'll be in here. I will be in here next month. I don't give a fuck if I sleep on the porch. I will be in here next month.
Now, is there a kitchen on the porch?
It is. I have an outdoor kitchen with a pool house.
So, does anybody live in the pool house, or is it just for changing?
It's just for changing. It has a loft, and it has a full kitchen and a bathroom.
Okay, nice.
You know, has your neighbor been over yet?
No, but they walk by every day. They trying to figure out, because I just pulled the pad back there for the pool house. So they was like, this bitch is still building?
Did you ever walk through houses if they were in the neighborhood being built? Did you, like, sneak in?
This is an old neighborhood. Ain't no houses being built. These people has been here for over 40 years.
But I'm saying, like, in Plainfield, when you were, like, you'd see a house being built, would you walk through them?
I walk through my neighborhood all the time and said I was going to move there. My husband said, we can't afford that. I said, yes, but we can.
Really? That's cute.
Yeah. And when I built this house, I just looked. I just looked at houses of this caliber. And I was like, every house had a small-ass kitchen.
Mm.
Every mansion that I looked at, a big house that was over 10,000 square feet, their kitchen was small. And I said, no.
Yeah.
I said, I want a big kitchen because I like entertaining.
When I've been over there, that's where you're all congregated for the most part, is the kitchen, hanging out.
Yep. And that's where we always at. Like, when the living room furniture get here, we always going to be in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Somebody gonna always be trying to cook something around here. You got the kids who run in and out and try to eat, you know. But the kitchen is where my family hang out at. So that's why I wanted to be big and spacious.
Yeah.
And so I just went on TikTok and stole a few designs.
Really? So do you do you put that all together yourself, or do you send the videos to somebody and say, look, I want it to look like this?
I had an architect.
Okay.
Yeah, I had an architect. That was very, very important to keep me from fucking up, but I still fucked up.
Yeah, but it's your first time doing something like this. I mean, that's natural.
This big. It's my first time doing something this big.
Yeah.
But I'm happy, and I can't wait to give everybody a quick tour of it. It's going to be nice when I get through with it. And May is the month I'm moving in this bitch. I don't give a fuck what nobody say. I'm going to move in my house.
Who's telling you you can't?
The inspectors. They got to tell you when you can move in.
Ah, fuck those guys.
So I got to get a few things done this week, and then hopefully I can go ahead on moving. What are you about to do? You know you got to put canola oil on it. Yeah, so.
Canola oil.
What is it? Cronola? How you pronounce it?
Canola.
Canola. Canola oil.
Thought you had some new shit I hadn't heard of.
What I was going to ask you guys, I was going to ask you guys something that y'all see in the news.
Did you see that duck or that goose at that baseball game?
He wasn't playing, was he? He was fucking with them, wasn't he?
Did they catch him? He fucking killed himself.
Oh.
You didn't see him fly to the scoreboard? That nigga fell like 30 feet. All the feathers fell off.
I didn't see that.
I think I sent it in the group chat.
Is it this one?
Yeah.
What?
So that shit had me dying.
Canadian geese are the scourge of the earth. So this,
he's put the sound on it, Chris?
Yeah, hold on. He's flying all around.
Where you going?
I thought that bird was about to get Randy Johnson again.
I hope so. I hate these things.
Why are you so hard? Oh, yeah. Quick.
Can't quite get that launch angle
down. She ain't taking?
Working it.
Nope. He ain't going anywhere.
No. Worked all night to get these seats.
Menace.
And he's going to perch in left field. Nope.
I mean, he's flying. He looked like a black person running track.
There he goes. He just can't get the hype.
They start hyping him up. He was like, I'm going to make it.
Oh, he hit the sign. He hit the scoreboard and fell into the stands.
And the winner is Brandon.
Fuck that goose.
I've never seen him fly that high.
Oh, they fly real high. Because they go from like Canada to Louisiana every year back.
Yeah, they're so fucking annoying.
When I lived next to a retention pond, they'd shit. The worst is when they nest and they get so nasty.
Oh, they would shit all up and down my driveway. But they'll fuck up everybody else. But I said, let me tell y'all something. I'm not nice like them. Don't come in my motherfucker. You take you and your babies and you get the fuck on.
Yep.
You remember that time I had to get out of my car and throw some shit at them because they were blocking the traffic? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I lived across the street.
I had a slingshot.
That big ass pond too.
Where I lived at?
Yeah.
At your house, you had that big ass pond in front.
Yes. And I intentionally lived in front of that pond because I didn't want to see anybody junky ass garage.
I believe. Yeah.
So that's why I bought the house in front of the pond. I didn't want to see I didn't want to see nobody tanning in their yard. I didn't want to see nothing. But the fucking quacker quack ducks, and I told them to stay the fuck. I'm podcasting, nigga. So I told them to stay the, and I stay the fuck out they pond. And so they never came in my yard. And when they did, I would throw shit. I threw eggs at them.
I had a slingshot. I was merciless.
You threw eggs at geese.
Yes.
Yeah.
Good.
But guess what? They will whoop your motherfucking ass. You see that man who got locked up because that goose beat his son up and he beat the goose up?
Mm-hmm. It's a federal crime to kill
him. Did you see that Chinese lady fucking up that chicken with that broom?
What's going on your feed?
Oh, man, that Chinese lady was beating the fuck out this chicken.
Was she trying to cook him up, protect herself?
Nah, the chicken was just like walking by, and I guess it said something she didn't like, so she was like, get the fuck on, chicken. And then it like rushed her, so she spent like the next 20 minutes beating the fuck out this chicken. It wouldn't leave her alone. She picked that motherfucker up and swung it around.
I tried finding the video, but it's just people who work at Popeyes beating up other people with frozen chicken.
Man, let me see if I can find that damn video.
Were you going to talk about the castration thing down in Louisiana? I saw Jazz sent that to the group chat.
Oh, who was I just telling that to? Give me a water. I got a water.
All right.
The man who got, Oh, take a break?
Yeah, let's take a quick break, and then we'll be right back.
Who's saying about the man who got castrated? So they, if I'm not mistaken, because I didn't see the ad, I saw it on the article. I saw it on the Breakfast Club.
Yeah, so a Louisiana man has been sentenced to decades in prison and physical castration after pleading guilty to raping a teenager, according to a news release from the district attorney. Glenn Sullivan Sr., 54, pled to four counts of second-degree rape on April 17th. Authorities investigated that he assaulted her multiple times when she was 14. He had groomed the victim. And so a 2008 Louisiana law says that men convicted of certain rape offenses may be sentenced to chemical castration, but they can also elect to be physically castrated, which means cut the balls off. Perry Alou said that Sullivan's plea requires he be physically castrated. The process will be carried out by the state's DOC, according to the law, but cannot be conducted more than a week before the person's sentence ends. This means Sullivan wouldn't be castrated until a week before the end of his 50-year sentence, and he would be more than 100 years old. So he found a loophole.
Well, I was going to say, if they're going to cut his nuts off real quick, one thing he ain't got to worry about. He ain't got to worry about no motherfucking prostate cancer. Or testicular cancer.
We are not putting this up for Science Award. Podcast awards in the category are safe.
What is it? Testicular.
Just keep going until you get it.
Testicular. Nut cancer. I'm going to say nut cancer.
Testicular.
He ain't got to worry about that cancer. My thing is I want to know why they didn't cut his dick off. Why you gonna leave him with a hard dick?
What are you supposed
Nobody
to?
Nobody gives at? A. It's so many piss out his mouth. He been raping people. Give him a Colossus bag. I don't give a fuck. Give him a Walmart bag. But why you should have cut the nigga dick off? The dick did the damage.
I think it's because it takes away the desire.
I think if they would have cut his dick off and left him with nuts when he was in jail taking a shower, everybody would have been
The way you said nuts was too funny.
Think about a nigga with big old nuts and no dick. I mean, they would call him pussy balls because it looked like he got a vagina where his dick used to Think about it. Why would you give him that pleasure? You should have just left him with the two large nuts. That would have been hilarious. That would have been hilarious. He got babies trapped. Now, them kids in the closet right there.
What kids?
In his nuts. They weren't going to never get out because they cut his dick off. Chris, follow the science class, Chris. You're not learning shit.
Follow the science.
Trapped in the closet. Trapped in the sack. Them babies ain't never coming back. Think about it.
I'm thinking about it. I just
never coming back.
Now, let me say this to you. Take your penis and stick it inside of your skin. See, and see just, what you look like.
He just jacking his balls for no reason.
So make it an any. Try to push it in.
Goddamn thing hit me in the face.
What hit you?
Think about it. Here, what would you do if you seen a nigga there with two nut sacks and no dick?
Run. Run is a good answer.
Did it clean up?
Why didn't get an extra nut sack?
Yeah, I noticed that.
Didn't it get all the way hot? Did you turn it all the way up? What? Not here. That's not going. That don't get hot. Put it on 400. 150 do not get hot. Put my stove on 400. Fuck is you doing? 150 ain't hot. That's why the shit ain't coming out.
What are you making pizza?
I have a grill on my stove, and it needs to be clean. But he don't know what he doing. Let it get hot, and I kill. Yeah. So yeah, they just cook. They just, to me, if you gonna castrate a motherfucker, castrate him right, and make sure he forever be picked at. And you know what his name would have been? Two Nuts, Little Nut, All Nuts. Now they gonna call that nigga in jail.
All Nuts.
Nut Nut. Nut Nut. Everybody got Nut Nut in their family.
Who's the Nut Nut in your family?
Yeah, who's Nut Nut?
What's the nickname for Nut Nut, Kill? Nut Nut.
No.
Nut in your business.
Nut.
They would have, he would have been able for castrated and picked on. They left the good part. They left the dick. They shouldn't have left the dick. They should have cut the nut. They could have cut the dick off and left the nuts.
What's crazy?
They gave him a colostomy bag.
So he's got a 50-year sentence, and he can wait till the week before he gets out.
So he ain't getting out.
No, he's gonna die in prison because he's 52. He's gonna be there 50 years. He'll be over 100. But like, that's, I mean, if you're gonna sentence that to somebody, I don't know that we should be physically cutting off nuts or killing people, but if you're gonna do it when they walk in. Give them the punishment, if that's the law.
Well, if he died at 70, he'll only be in the ground 30 years. Technically,
I feel like they should dig him up and let her cut his balls off. That's
they should dig him up. If I was them, when he died, I would cut it off. I would cut his dick off and stick it in his mouth, and it'd be in his casket.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I don't. But that's a good idea. What are you groaning for? That's a good punishment.
Who's getting that job? Who's got to be the guy to go cut this nigga dick off?
And the dick should be hanging out his mouth like a cigar.
Hey, what are you saying?
Here lies No Nut.
No Nut who likes the nut in the wrong place. And on his tombstone should be rapist. It should be rapist.
I'm not laughing at the rapist. I'm laughing at that sound.
Sound like a car starting up.
It should be, excuse me, y'all, my son's a fucked up. But it should be rapist, known rapist.
Yeah.
It should, and it should say we buried him with his dick in his mouth because he didn't know how to act.
That's a good question. I wonder if you walk through like the graveyard, how many convicted rapists there are in the graveyards, and you just don't know it because it's not on the tombstone.
Go to sleep at night. You'll find out.
ghosts are going to touch me.
What did you say?
He said ghosts are going to rape you.
I said go to sleep at night in the graveyard. You'll find out how many rapists is buried there.
Casper the inappropriate toucher.
There's a reason why he was a friendly ghost.
He had lots of candy. Well, why don't we start wrapping up so you can
bless you.
I mean, that's so like 10 sneezes, man.
It's the worst, bro.
I'm telling you, this shit done took me out.
It's like,
yeah, literally.
Like a Model T Ford starting.
Fuck y'all. I would like to say fuck y'all.
We deserve it. We deserve it. I'm
going through hell over here. I can't see.
Oh, shit.
Y'all so stupid.
I think I'm allergic to Nikeo.
It's a fair
Ziploc. No, then now, then it's drunk. Yeah.
You can just hear it in her voice. I feel so bad for you.
But I'm going to feel good by the time I get to LA this weekend. So y'all come on out May 3rd. I will be at the Ballesto Theater for Netflix is a Joke in Los Angeles, California. May the 11th, I'm going to Atlantic City, New Jersey. Almost sold out, y'all. I love me some Atlantic City. I'm at the Harris Casino, Lexington, Kentucky. I'm at Lexington House, Opera House, May 17th. May 18th, I would drive over from Kentucky to New Orleans. I would be in New Orleans at the Joy Theater. Is that right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be at the Joy Theater on May 18th. On May 18th, I'd be at the Joy Theater in Louisiana. After that, I'm at the Tap Theater, Cincinnati, Ohio. I think these dates in the wrong place. I'm going to go from Louisiana.
You are. But I don't think we're driving.
Give me one. Oh, okay. And then I'm gonna leave there and go May 31st to end off May in a good way. Tap Theater, Cincinnati, Ohio, Columbus, Ohio, June 1st. Y'all make sure you go get your tickets, MissPatComedy.com right now. Get your tickets so we can party, honey. We need to party. Everybody need to laugh. Come on, let me help. Let me make you laugh before this election. Did y'all see Joe Biden with them jokes? His jokes weren't bad, but he wasn't as good as me. Did y'all see it?
No.
I never watched it.
I was like, Joe, somebody wrote that for you. I got to give it to Trump. Trump better than Joe when it comes down to them jokes, because they be out the top of Trump motherfucking head. Trump be slinging material like that like crazy. Now, Joe did a good job, but Trump would have did a better job at it, because he wouldn't have read none of that shit.
I think that's
what
we're talking.
He wouldn't have read none of that shit. He would have just been like, you bitches a maggot.
Trump's like you, or Theo Von's kind of this way. Just the way that you say things is funny, and Trump's that way. He's like, Gettysburg, wow. Just makes you laugh. Joe Biden's got to work the jokes to make it work.
Joe Biden's face is so poor, bad. It looked like a stressed out clique.
He did that Howard Stern interview, and he looked like Walter, that puppet from Jeff Dunham. I mean, he really did.
Now that you said the guy, damn.
Yeah. His eyes were so pulled back. I was like, what is going on here?
All right, with that said, y'all, we're going to get the fuck up out of here. Because I love y'all, and I got to go finish season and pissing. Make sure y'all tune in next week to another episode of The Pat Down. And a new studio is on the way. All the equipment here. Chris, I need to talk to you. You need to get your ass over here and hook up my shit. All shit. And with that said, thank y'all for joining us for another episode of The Pat Down.
Thank y'all so much for tuning in to another episode of The Pat Down. Make sure you check out my website at MissPatComedy.com for all of my social media, my tour dates, my book. Make sure you spread the word about my podcast. Please rate and review. Please rate and review and share. Thank y'all so much, y'all. I've been Miss Pat.